In a lengthy press release, Northern Dynasty Minerals refutes the 20-page Carisdale report point by point, mainly referring to the hedge fund derisively as short seller. That Carisdale Capital specializes in activist short selling is something it openly acknowledges, saying in an interview last week that they seek out companies they believe are publicly trading too high, loudly call attention to them, and profit when the stock value drops. That's the main point Northern calls attention to, but also takes issue with Carisdale's reliance on, quote, anonymous co-authors whose mining credentials, if any, were not disclosed. Northern goes on to say Carisdale never requested or had access to the company's technical or analytical reports, executives or experts, and questions what, if anything, they know about the mining industry. Carisdale claimed that the Pebble deposit contains low-grade ore that will not prove profitable to extract. Northern says Pebble ranks in the top fourth of major producing and non-producing deposits in the world. Northern goes on to lay out the merits of Pebble, saying it is one of the largest gold and copper resources on the planet and will not be as technically challenging to engineer as Carisdale suggested. Northern Dynasty says it is preparing a comprehensive strategy, including possible changes in project design, to advance the Pebble project with public consensus into permitting. The company added that it would take any action necessary against Carisdale Capital to protect the interest of its shareholders. Both the 20-page Carisdale report and Northern Dynasty's response can be found online. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.